Goodness, I love that video. Can you imagine being there when that happened? Like being ready to be the person to push the detonator? Like, how cool would that be? You know what that's called? That's called standing at the edge of yikes. Like, when you know something big is about to happen, something is something you planned for, something you wanted, you hoped for, but also something that could go terribly wrong. It's the edge of yikes. I don't know about you, but that seems to be one of the things that God keeps taking me to in my life, the edge of yikes. Well, you saw some of the videos. Many of you participated in VBS this last week. So VBS, that stands for Vacation Bible School. Okay, so you see why we changed it to VBS, right? A little easier to remember. And it was this amazing week, but there was this one moment on Thursday. Thursday was water day. Okay? And you saw some of that in the video. The parking lot is filled with these giant inflatable water slides and mazes and all this incredible stuff. And I'm standing up there on the balcony, and I look down here, and there's more than 400 kids standing on the patio, and they're waiting for the signal. And you could see from up there, there's this tremor of anticipation. And I'm thinking, this is either going to be the greatest thing ever or the greatest thing ever, right? It's about to be unleashed. A couple of weeks ago, I had a personal moment of being at the edge of yikes. Middle school graduation, okay? My youngest, my only daughter, graduated from middle school. And at the end of the ceremony, as the kids are walking across the stage, they put their picture up on the screen, and underneath the picture is the name of the high school that they are going to. And in that moment, I was like, yikes! It's real. My daughter is going to high school. Well, you may have faced those moments in your own life. Maybe when you stepped out into a new job, or maybe when you left a job. Maybe when you started something new on your own. Maybe when you sensed God calling you to do something and you tried it. This last week, I heard the story of one of the people in our church going to the homeowners association of their condo complex and asking if they could do a block party. Yikes. Well, that's where we found ourselves a year ago as a church. Right, standing at the edge of yikes. By the way, you know, if you're a guest and you're here today, you've come on a great day. Because today you're going to see and you're going to hear about how we're just a bunch of people. We want to be at the edge of yikes, loving God, loving our community. And we're really glad to have you here. But we had been through this process where we recognized that God was reigniting our vision, our passion for reaching into our communities, for being everything that God wanted us to be. And it sort of culminated in this moment where we re-imaged, we reimagined our mission statement. And it looks like this. And guys up there, you're going to have to do the slides for me because I've lost my clicker already today. Yikes. Thank you, Don. Formed in Christ for the sake of others and the glory of God, that we want to be these people who are becoming like Jesus as much as we can, formed, shaped in His image. But that the goal of that is for the sake of others, so that those who don't know yet the good news, the life-giving love and grace of Jesus, that they'd have the opportunity more and more often to hear about it and to find out about it. And that in all of that, God, our God, would get glory. And this passion, this mission statement, my brother, thank you. We have the best people. Thanks, guys. It morphed into this question. What would it take? What would it take for God to unleash us beyond our wildest dreams? For God to allow or to cause something very powerful to happen suddenly? And the answer, interestingly, that we came to was captured in one word: generosity. Generosity, living generously. And we believed that if we would take steps of living generously, that God would meet our generosity with his capacity and something would break loose. And so the question morphed. When we started to think about what's our part, this question morphed into another question. What does it mean? What does it mean for me to live generously? And so we asked everyone to answer that question for themselves. And that's how we moved into this two-year emphasis that we call Unleashed. We printed up materials. We had meetings. We had presentations where we began to dream about if we lived a little more generously, these are the kinds of things that we might see God do in our midst. And we even handed out cards and we asked people, as you answer that question between you and God, if you want to, tell us so we can plan. And a year ago, I admit that seemed very daunting. Far-fetched even. I woke up in the middle of the night. I had this image of us all standing literally at the edge of a cliff, holding hands, getting ready to leap. But you know what happened? You did it. You took steps. We all did. Some of us leapt. And stories began to emerge. When family told me that they put off the purchase of their new home because they thought God wanted them to do something different with their finances. There were people I've seen this last year bringing food, bringing produce from their gardens to our food pantry to help feed people in need. We've had some longtime givers, people deeply involved in our church, serving in so many ways, who made a commitment last year to give financially for the very first time. We've had people volunteer for new ministries in unprecedented ways, dozens and dozens of people giving for the very first time. In fact, virtually everyone who took the optional step of turning in a card, every one of them increased. They took a step, a leap in their financial generosity. It was a wonderful picture of people walking right up to the edge of yikes. One woman in our church, she just looked at me and said, "I have no idea how this is going to work." And she was smiling. That's the edge of yikes. So inspired by this mission, this increased vision that God is giving us, we took these steps together of generosity. And I'm so deeply grateful to all of you for doing that. It's been amazing because something happened. You know what happened next? God did, in fact, meet us. And that's what we're here to celebrate. God met us right at the very edge of yikes because that's how God is. When a people who are willing are met by a God who is capable, so capable, something powerful gets unleashed. And you know this, many of you, because you've lived this. You've walked through the canyon of grief. You've stared medical diagnoses down. You've leapt into ministry. You've seen God meet you when you just took a step toward him. And if you're here today and you've not experienced that, you don't know that, we want you to know that. That God will meet you right at the edge of yikes. If you'll step toward him, he'll meet you and you'll find him capable, powerful, transforming. That's how God is. These are words written by the Apostle Paul. They're talking about God from Ephesians chapter 3. Now he says, to him, that's God, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is his work within us. God, he says, can do immeasurably more than what we can ask or what we can even imagine. And that, my friends, in 12 months is what we've seen God do as he's met our steps of generosity. So many of you know that in March my father died. He passed from this life into his heavenly life with Jesus. And in the last few months, as we cleaned up his stuff, sorted through some of his stuff, I've learned something about my dad, and it's this. He had measuring tapes everywhere. Everywhere. Two in his car, on his bench, every drawer, his jacket pockets, measuring tapes everywhere. And not just measuring tapes. He had all kinds of measuring devices. This is his old school micrometer, and he's got boxes of compasses and protractors and scribes everywhere. It makes sense because he was an engineer, right? He liked to measure stuff. And I've inherited a little bit of that too. I sit up in the office and I'm always asking people to measure things and give me data and give me charts. I love that kind of stuff. But here's the thing about measuring. We can only measure what we can contain, what we can get our arms around. And our God, he's unmeasurable. Not meaning just that he's big and he's great and he's spirit, so we can't get our arms around. No. What Paul says is he's actually immeasurable. He is beyond our ability to measure. And specifically, he can do that which is beyond our ability to contain, to record, and to get our arms around. And today you've heard about some of the things that we can measure, but there are lots of things that we can't. And it's the things that God is doing in our midst. And today we're celebrating three very specific things. But they are only representatives of dozens of things that we have seen God unleash in the last 12 months. VBS is one of them. More than 400 kids, you heard Andy say, more than 100 leaders, a more than fourfold increase from last year. And that just is representative of the whole life that's happening in our children's ministry. And that's specifically and directly tied to generosity, your generosity to unleash. Because you remember last year about this time, we said we need to take a step. And it's going to be a stretch. But we want to add a full-time leader, a children's pastor to our team. And you said, yeah, let's do it. And we did. And God has met us in ways that are beyond what we thought last year. Greg was up here talking about Rooted. Do we have any Rooted grads in the room? We've got a few. I know, I see, yeah. Rooted's that 10-week spiritual experience that helps you connect to God and connect to his people, connect to his purpose for your life. And like Craig said, 220 people already have experienced Rooted, and we're seeing these wonderful results. Some of them were pictured up here in the cardboard testimonies. But we're seeing people become connected to church, become connected to God, connected to their faith and purpose. We're seeing what we'd hoped for, people being formed in Christ. And when we launched Rooted, when we went down this path, it really was an edge of yikes moment. Craig said this thing about a year ago. He said, as we were looking at the Rooted material and we were hearing the stories of what God was doing with Rooted in other places, and he had this statement. He just said, we have to do this. There's no way we can do this. And that's been our mantra. It's beyond us what God is doing in Rooted. It's immeasurable. And then there was Love Placentia. And I loved watching that video because it reminded me of what an amazing day that was. A citywide movement, a partnership between the city, school district, churches. And by God's grace, it was spearheaded by Rose Drive Friends Church. On April 30th, 1,200 people showed up to serve in a variety of ways at more than 45 sites all over the city of Placentia. And many of those site leaders were people from Rose Drive Friends Church who just said, I want to live generously. My site leaders were Randy and Melissa. They're members here. And Randy emailed me after Love Placentia, and he said this, Melissa and I feel so blessed to be part of a church body that reaches out and loves our community. This is where our heart is. I hope we can do more events like this in the near future throughout the community. Please let us know when these opportunities arise to serve and to continue to love on others so that they may see His love in us. And when we stood up and talked to you about this idea of being unleashed, Love Placentia wasn't even on our radar screen. It wasn't even a twinkle in Pastor Mandy's eye. It was nowhere. And God made it happen. And it was beyond our wildest dreams because you took steps of living generously. And it was amazing. We've seen God do so much in 12 months that as I was preparing for this message, I came to this conclusion. And the conclusion is this: we, as a church family, we are on an accelerated path. God is moving in us and through us in a way that is beyond our own projections. I could give you a list of so many other things. We remodeled our stage in our lobby because of people stepping out generously. We had this crazy Easter egg hunt with our friends at Friendship Baptist. There were some families in our preschool, Little Friends Preschool, who heard that the kids and the moms, the young teenage moms stuck in the Crittenden system, they needed diapers, and they collected, like, I don't know, 5,000 diapers to take and give to moms. There are conversations happening with people in our congregation, with students from Cal State Fullerton about the gospel every single week. People are stepping across the line of faith in our children's ministry, here in our worship services, in people's homes. I hear about it every week. And we've seen people step into things like the food pantry. Our high school ministry is on fire this summer because parents stepped in and said, we want more to do more. We'll help. It's amazing. And this is only year one, my friends. There's another year of us praying and expecting and hoping God to unleash us. We do believe there's even more ahead. If we keep taking steps of generosity, God will keep meeting us in ways that are immeasurable, beyond measure. And we just continue to be so motivated by that idea of mission. Things that are being expressed in children's ministry and Rooted and Love Placentia. And it's happening. We're being formed in Christ for the sake of others and the glory of God. And we're going to keep walking right up to the edge of yikes. And we're going to hope and expect and see God meet us there. We're going to double down on Rooted this year. Like Craig said, we hope you all would experience the awesome ministry of Rooted. We hope to see extra resources even given that we can use to pay down our debt even farther than we already have. We have some campus renovation projects we want to do. They're not glamorous. They're parking lots and roofs. But you see, part of our vision is to be known as much for what we do out there as what we do here. And the here part is happening More people are showing up here all the time. And we want to be ready for them. These are the things that we expect and hope God to do if we will keep living generously. And so let me encourage you today. Today's a day of celebration. Today's a day to look back and say, it seemed crazy at the time, but oh my goodness, how God has met us and how he is at work among us. And if you'll continue to live generously, if you will serve creatively, we will continue to have an eternal impact on our neighbors, our communities, even all of us right here. There's one last image from VBS that I want to share with you, and it came from one of our volunteers, Kent. His job on water day, he had a squirt gun, a big one. And he was down at the bottom of one of the slides. Now these, if you weren't there, you don't know, these weren't just little household slides. These were gigantic water slides. And Kent's inside one of these blow-up things, and he's got his water gun, and his job is to, you know, blast the kids coming down the slide. And he said, the kindergartners came in. And he said, you should have seen the looks on their faces. The kindergartners at the top of this giant slide, their eyes huge. It was an edge of yikes moment. It's where we want to live. It's where we've been living, thanks to you and your steps of generosity, and thanks to our God. The verse that we saw earlier finishes this way. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That the ultimate aim and goal of all that we do is the glory of God. That he would be famous, that he would be known, that people would experience him, they would find him and experience the love and the grace that you have. And if we'll keep living generously, we can be confident that God will keep doing this. If you haven't been here all that long, you'd like to know more about the story of Unleashed, you know, our ushers out in the lobby, they'll have materials. There's a pamphlet, there's a booklet, there's stuff that tells the whole story. You can look at it if you'd like. But my heart, my encouragement for all of us today is to look back and to celebrate and say, look what God has done. With our little, he's done much. Let's keep walking. Pray with me, will you?